Welcome to the North Catalyst Podcast, Procurement Bites, and I'm your host, Aval Sethi. Today, I'm going to share some thoughts on leadership guidelines for the digital age. I'm going to touch upon three key aspects. The first, the business environment. The second, being the organization itself. And the third will be on strategy. Let's look at the first, the business environment. Now, digitalization requires an unbiased understanding of the external environment. Analog era frameworks such as Michael Porter's Five Forces will need to be revisited now that the impact of digitalization is rapidly replacing traditional physical barriers to entry with intangible barriers that no amount of industry prominence or cash can overcome. When we look at the organization, digitalization may require a reformulation of the firm's mission. The environmental shift caused by digital may challenge the very existence of individual companies, even entire industries. Boards and executives will need to question all pre-existing assumptions about the firm's mission and industrial positioning, as well as the sustainability of its business models and methods. The meaning and impact of digital to the firm must also be very clearly stated. Digital advantage resides largely in the opportunity to customize not only products and services, but also organizational strategy and structure. Rather than searching for a blueprint to guide them through digitalization, firms should define their own digital roadmap. Digital understanding and capabilities are required across the firm. Digitalization may involve a great many experts, but the ultimate responsibility for digital transformation belongs to all functions within a firm. Successful change also requires cooperation from junior contributors all the way up to the board by linking digital savvy millennials with the business experience and wisdom of senior executives and the directors. Digitalization must be supported by the firm's corporate culture. The digital revolution is indeed cultural, not merely technological. As with any large-scale cultural change, digitalization will never take hold unless it is driven by top executives under the board's leadership. Digitalization demands a greater level of collaboration, and business success can be achieved only through continuous collaboration and ongoing conversations between stakeholders, boards, executives, and the frontline employees. In addition, digitalization is blurring the lines between different industries, heightening the importance of cross-functional and external collaboration. Digitalization requires greater engagement with the public. In the past, customers were subdominant. We spoke at them, we marketed to them. With digital, anyone can create and monetize value with size, scope, and speed. Just as easily, consumers can destroy value by, for example, dismantling a massive company one tweet at a time. It has never been easier or more essential to co-create with customers and crowdsource ideas, and firms that position themselves as facilitators of customers' dreams will win in the future. Let's also look at some aspects of the strategy. Now, business strategy in the digital age becomes a continuous process. Gone are the days when companies had the luxury to think in terms of five-year strategic plans. With major business trends shifting constantly as they are today, strategy formulation and execution needs to happen simultaneously and ideally in a seamless feedback loop. Decision-making in the digital age is increasingly data-driven. Compared with the plethora of advanced predictive and analytics tools available to business today, the old-fashioned executive summary laying out binary choices is a primitive instrument. In the absence of big data, what used to be allowable as an educated guess will become at best a stab in the dark. Digitization requires firms to enter uncharted territories. Planning for disruption entails exploring new business models and revenue streams. Organizations will have to launch ambitious experiments and quickly take learnings on board. For their part, boards and executives must raise their comfort level as regards uncertainty, ambiguity and risk. Digitalization is about continuous management of change also. And in the pre-digital world, a one-off change management program could pay dividends for years, if not decades. Not anymore. Directors and executives must ensure that the will and the ability to continuously change are built into the very fabric of the organization. Digital will undoubtedly force boards and executives to attain unprecedented levels of innovation, competence, effectiveness, leadership, and responsibility with fundamentally positive results for both firms and the society. Keep tuning in for new episodes and keep listening. This is your host, Aval Sethi.